that we all know. But I've been encouraged because the worship and things that have been said fit in with what I'm going to say. First, I want to, share an experience that I had in August. George, my sister, and I went on holiday, and we went up to the Shetlands. And before we left home, we'd had a list of trips we could do, and I suggested that we did this boat trip round an island just off Lerwick, where there were lots of birds, bird settlement, really interesting. So we booked it up, and then afterwards I thought, oh, 3 hours on a boat, what's it going to be like? And all these thoughts kept going through my mind. I didn't say anything to anybody because I had suggested it. So anyway, we went, and we were actually on a cruise, so we were on a really, really big boat, which was nice and stable. And when we went to get on the boat to go around the island, my heart just sank. I thought the boat's going to sink. It was really small. There were 12 of us, and that included the skipper and his helper. And with the 12 of us, the deck of the boat was just about full. There was a small cabin at the front, and on the open deck, there was what you get as a picnic table with the benches down the side. That was secured firmly, and there was another bench along the back of the cabin. But there was just space for us all to get round it. And I thought, I'm not going to enjoy this at all. I'm going to show myself up. I'm not going to be happy. And then we just set off. It was quite calm, quite nice. We just set off, and the skipper said, we're heading into a big swell. We don't know whether we'll be able to go through it. We may have to turn back and go the other way around the island. Because the idea was to go up the west coast of this island, right round and back to the beginning. So you can imagine how I felt now. So I was leaning on the side of the boat. I thought, well, I'm going to stand here and then at least I can see the island, see what's happening. And at that point, it was okay. But gradually, the boat started going up and down. And then we got to a point where it was really, really rough. And the skipper said, we'll make it. We can do it. We're not turning back. And so I thought, I'm going to show myself up here. I'm going to be seasick or there's going to be something. And I was quite worried, but I just kept holding on to the side. And then as I was thinking this, I thought, just ask God to help you. So a very quick prayer went up. And as I prayed, the words came into my mind, underneath are the everlasting arms of God. And at the time, I didn't know where it was in the Bible, but I knew it was there. And when I got home, I looked it up to find it was in Deuteronomy. And you know, I'm just so glad that God is faithful and never changes. His arms are still there under us. And the beginning of the verse actually says, the eternal God is our refuge. And when I looked up refuge the other day, one of the definitions was a safe harbour in a storm. And I thought that was so apt that God gave me those words. And you know, I could either accept those words and hold on to them, or I could look at the water and think, yes, but this is really bad. I'm not going to enjoy this. And I thought, no, I'm going to accept what God has given me. I'm going to trust him. He will hold this boat up. He will keep it steady. Nothing will happen. And you know, I just leant on the side, kept leaning on the side of the boat. And another thing that happened, which I wasn't expecting, I can't stand for very long without getting problems in my back, and it starts to ache. And I stood on the side of this boat for the 3 hour round, apart from one little break in the middle, I had no pain in my back at all. And I felt as if I was just resting on God's promise all the time. And I thoroughly enjoyed the trip. And there were others on the boat, and I turned now and again to glance, and there was a lady sitting on the bench at the back of the cabin. Her head was down, her eyes were closed, and her hands were clenched. And I thought, she's trying to shut out what's happening. She doesn't want to accept it. She's trying to shut it out But no way could she, because the boat was still going up and down and side to side. And there was a man who was holding an upright handle, grasping with two hands, which was on the back of the cabin. And he was going from side to side, and he was slipping and going forward, and his own strength couldn't keep him steady. And, you know, I was just amazed that I could just stand there. My fear had gone, and I could just stand there trusting in what God had said to me. And as I say, I really enjoyed it. And then we got out of the rough patch. We went into a calm bit. The boat stopped, and we were all surprised. Out came cups of coffee, tea and biscuits. And we all sat round this picnic table. And as I just looked around, everything was so calm, relaxed. And I thought, it's just amazing how you can be in the midst of something that's really, really rough. And then comes the calm. And then after that, we went round the rest of the island. Now, some of that journey was a little bit rough, not like we had experienced earlier. Some wasn't bad at all. But it was just amazing how God changed the situation for me. If I'd put my trust in me, I don't know how I would have been. I would have been like that man being tossed around, or the lady trying to hide. But even standing at the side when the swell was coming, I was enjoying it. I was looking and I waiting for the next bit, and I was just prepared to ride as it came. And it was just an absolutely amazing experience. And, you know, the odd thing was, we did that on a Sunday afternoon. And as we were going back on the bus to the ship, I thought, yes, I've missed church, but God has given me a most tremendous lesson. And I've been able to trust in him. And God has really, really spoken to me. And then I also began to think about the storm at sea, the account in the Bible of when Jesus and the disciples had been by the edge of the Lake of Galilee, and Jesus had been talking for a long time, sharing with the people. And he said to his disciples, let's go over to the other side. Let's get away from the crowd and go to the other side. And you know, the disciples were in the boat with Jesus. They were prepared to go with him. And Jesus got into the boat. He found a cushion, put his head down, and went to sleep. He was so exhausted. And at one point I thought, you know, that seems like a contradiction, because in the Bible, doesn't it say that God never slumbers or sleeps? And I thought, what was Jesus doing sleeping? And then it came to me, at that point, Jesus had taken the form of a man, and it showed his humanity, just how much he was like us. He needed to rest. And, you know, as they went along, again, they set off on quite a calm journey. But it says in the Bible that a squall came. And some of those disciples were fishermen. They were very, very used to being on the Lake of Galilee. It was noted for storms. They would be used to it. But this one was different. And the disciples, they just didn't know how to cope with it. As the water was coming over the boat, I'm sure they were trying to bail it out, but it would be coming in faster than they could get it out. And we know what happened. They woke Jesus and said, you know, do you not care that we're going to drown? But as I thought about that, I thought, would they have drowned? Would they? Jesus came for a purpose. He came to die on the cross, that we might be forgiven. That was God's plan. They couldn't have drowned, because that plan had to be fulfilled. And I thought, it was just like me at that point. They were looking at the storm. They weren't looking at the fact that they were with Jesus and they were safe. Instead, they were looking at the storm, looking at the outward situation. But we know that Jesus, said to them, you know, where's your faith? What's happened? You should be believing in me. But he stood up And he spoke to the wind and the waves, and he said, be calm, be still. And you know, it didn't just suddenly get calm, it instantly became calm. And everybody was absolutely amazed, the disciples. They thought, who is this man? Even the winds and the waves obey him. And you know, I thought we can apply this so easily to our lives. The situation I was in didn't change. The swell was still there. But God was with me and giving me reassurance. The disciples in the boat, the storm was stilled immediately. And you know, we can be in situations where we think, is God with me in this? Is he really here? And although we don't feel he's there, we know that he is, because he's promised that he will never leave us, he will never forsake us, he'll always be there. And there are other times when we get an instant answer and the problem is solved straight away. But all we have to do is to put our trust in Jesus. And you know, when Jesus was speaking to his disciples before he went back to heaven, he said, peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. So whatever is going on around us, we have to believe and to accept those words and believe that this inner peace can be ours. And no matter what the situation is, it can be anything, physical, mental, emotional, financial, absolutely anything, we know that Jesus is there with us. And when Paul wrote to the Philippians, he said, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God, and the peace of God, which transcends understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. So when the fears and the stresses come, and we all face them, we don't have to hide and try to ignore them. We don't have to try to solve them ourselves. Sometimes there will be things that God tells us to do to help to solve the situation, but it has to be God's way to do it, not ours. And we have to really put our trust and rely in Jesus. And as it says there, it doesn't happen automatically. We have to take it to God. We have to hand it over to God and leave loose and not keep hold of it ourselves. And they just end with that little bit that God gave to me. The eternal God is our refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms. And it's no matter what situation we're in.